Now, this is what I call delusional. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principal Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
And as always, it's great to be with you. I'm looking forward to discussing this topic today. This should be rather interesting.
Oh, yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we're going to carry on a theme that we've been talking about this week. You know, we talked about Obama derangement syndrome and how it's a malady that affects us, a little bit of insanity around this time of the year, especially every 4 years during a presidential race. Well, we want to talk about a little bit more delusion and derangement today. And Chuck, this is one of those ones where I think just about everybody who hears this or reads this are going to have the same reaction you and I did. And what we're talking about is an article that appeared on Tuesday of this week in the British newspaper, the Daily Mail, from the English view of America. Sometimes they actually dig a little bit more than American journalists do. Well, surprise, surprise. And they come up with some interesting things that really kind of, I think, Chuck, give a fuller, more vibrant and robust view of our political picture here in this country. And they really have done a good one this time. In an article by Toby Harnden in the British Daily Mail, headlined, Obama believed he had beaten Romney in Denver debate after ignoring advice of top aides on preparation. Okay, Chuck, I don't know about you, but this one struck me. I started laughing immediately.
Well, I laughed, but I also found it very revealing. I did find it funny, but I also, like I said, I found it very revealing of just exactly how the president of the United States thinks of himself.
And that's something that these type of, when we get it from a different perspective, ladies and gentlemen, and that's the reason why we say you should be broad in the information you bring in. You know, we're looking at news articles from Britain, and, you know, we should look at ones from other countries and how they perceive us, because sometimes that familiarity doesn't breed contempt. It breeds basically apathy and ignorance of the American journalists who don't take the time or bother to want to think about more deeply what was going on in an event that they covered. But that's not a foible of many of our friends across the pond. When they're looking at America, they try to dig to expose as much as they possibly can.
Well, the beauty of it is, Barry, they don't have a vested interest, and they also don't have anyone, there's no one to try to please on this side of the pond.
Well, that's absolutely correct.
You know, Americans would do better to dig into foreign politics in the same way, but I will plead guilty to this as well. Americans are grossly ignorant of foreign politics in a way that Europeans and Canadians and Mexicans and a lot of our neighbors and friends throughout the world are not ignorant of our politics.
That's true.
So, you know, beyond knowing maybe who the prime minister is, we don't know much. I know that occasionally I get a laugh out of turning on C-SPAN and watching I forget what they call it when the prime minister has the open day, when open question day, when all the MPs get up and hurl questions at him. That could be quite enjoyable, but we don't really understand what's going on there from an American aspect. It's essentially... It's sort of an open debate on
yes.
That particular day. You're not bridled on anything, and you're only bound by what the Speaker of the House allows you to say. And the Speaker of the House in Britain, the British Parliament, is a different person than they are. You know, the Speaker of the House here runs the House. The Speaker of the House in Great Britain basically is sort of like a parliamentarian.
Right.
He makes sure that the rules of decorum are followed, and he presides over the meeting, but he doesn't have a vote.
Sort of like what we would hope would be or at least the attitude that Barack Obama has when dealing with Congress, although he wants a vote, he wants the only vote.
That's it.
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting, Chuck, in this article, because, you know, Harnden, the author of this piece, cites a unnamed Democrat close to the Obama campaign. Now, I'm assuming that if you're close to the Obama campaign, you certainly do not want your name coming out as the person telling the British press that Obama actually believed when he stepped off that stage in Denver last week that he'd won that debate. Now, Chuck, now I know that that most of us out here had the comfort and the pleasure of being able to watch it from a distance and not be in the middle of it. And, you know, you'd be under pressure. And sometimes you think you performed poorly when you really didn't. And sometimes you think you performed or said something much more eloquently and wittily than you actually did. And then when you go back and look at the debate tapes, you realize what you've done. But honestly, this is an article that's coming out a week afterwards, and I believe probably unless, you know, somebody inside the circle has really come up and said, well, Mr. President, we've got some bad news for you. You really just did not win that debate. Yes, yes, that's the reason why Mitt Romney is now exceeding you in the polls. Yeah, that's the reason. No, it isn't because people don't like Big Bird. No, 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 sir, no, that's not the reason. But the point is, Obama is, this is a special form of Obama derangement syndrome. It's the candidate himself being deranged.
Well, Barry, you have to think about this, too. A lot of the polls that show Romney now ahead by, 2 to 4 points.
Right.
Are D+9 polls.
Exactly. Those are the same type of polls that a couple of weeks ago Republicans were crying the blues about because they're oversampling Democrat respondents. And Romney's now ahead in these polls.
And we should explain what that means. D+9 means that out of 100 participants, they're not split 50-50. They are split with Democrats with a 9% advantage.
Right.
In the sample.
Like a 55-45 or 54-46 sample, yeah.
So that's the kind of polls that Romney is now shown ahead in. Now, if you want my personal opinion, I think that the pollsters have known that they've been way off, and they're a little embarrassed by the fact that it's such an open secret, and they've been trying to find a way to level off. And the debate may have, this sudden rise of Romney, this sudden like 6-point shift or 7-point shift or whatever it was supposed to be. I have to wonder how true that actually is. They were looking for a way to get the numbers more realistic, and the debate was the perfect excuse because the shift happened in 24 to 48 hours. I'm not sure I buy that. Pardon my skepticism. But what I'm amazed about here, Barry, is the fact that, again, this is an anonymous source. So what do we always say about anonymous sources? Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But, yeah, exactly.
But I'm reading this and I'm reading between the lines, and what I'm seeing is someone who was angry at Obama, thinking that Obama could have done better and decided to make him do better, because this is apparently what he responds to. They can make him do better and pay more attention to debate prep in the next debate by going to the press and saying, here's what he didn't do, because this is exactly what's gotten him into his intelligence briefings. The whole Benghazi thing, the guy wasn't going to his intelligence briefings. And then Benghazi pops up, and all of a sudden he's gone to all of them.
Well, and Chuck, that was the one thing in here that really, even though it was an anonymous source, made me actually think, well, you know what? I think this is probably accurate, because the quote from this source says, President Obama made it clear he wanted to be doing anything but debate prep. He kept breaking off whenever he got the opportunity and never really focused on the event. So that sounds very much like the MO we've seen out of President Barack Obama, skipping security briefings, running off on vacations when there are world issues going on that need the attention of the U.S. president. These type of things are happening, and he's created a pattern of being someone who basically wants to phone it in, who wants to go do other things. And like they said here, instead of doing debate prep the day before the debate, he decided to take a trip to go see Hoover Dam. Well, it's nice that you're having a vacation and sightseeing trip on the taxpayer's dime. But the point is that this is not what you're supposed to be doing. Now, granted, he's not doing the work of the president by sitting there doing debate prep either. Let's just be quite honest about that, and we're not saying that. But the whole idea is that, well, he said, well, I've never seen it before. And, well, since we're here, well, we've got to go check it out. that is, and you said something about getting into the way he thinks, Chuck. And I wanted to use that as the wedge about how Barack Obama thinks. This individual that we've seen over 4 years who many people think have this specifically spelled out directed agenda, which is probably somebody else's agenda, strikes me, when you get him in these moments, as extremely impulsive and very distractible, and someone who is looking to get out from under the weight and the responsibility of the office that he holds.
You know, I think there may be more to it than that.
Well, that's enough right there to destroy confidence in the president, but...
Absolutely, but I also think that he believes that he can perform his job without any real effort. In other words, he really believes the propaganda that he's the smartest man in the room, if not in the world, and that there is a persistent rumor, for instance, that when he's on a conference call with Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, they mute their side of the conversation and talk amongst themselves and ignore him. Because essentially he is attempting to dictate to them his policy, and they are so disdainful of him because of this that they essentially are ignoring him. Now, all you have to do is see the fact that when was the last time Harry Reid's Senate voted out a budget? Is it 3 years now?
It's going on 3.5 years.
Yeah. So we haven't had a budget. We've been operating off budget, basically on interim spending bills for Barack Obama's entire term.
Well, and that's probably not going to change until we change administrations in the White House. Because, again, I think he looks at that the same way as he looks at this debate preparation, where he was quoted as saying that during the preparation, he broke off to visit a campaign field office in Henderson, Nevada. And then he was talking with a volunteer and he started joking around. He goes, well, they're keeping me indoors all the time. And he goes, it's a drag. They're making me do my homework. Shut up. This is one of the most adolescent, immature, puerile comments coming from the person who's supposed to be the leader of the free world. Now, maybe he thought that was endearing and funny and making him a common guy. You know, he's relating with people. But what it really sounds like is that he's back in his college days where it's all about being a social anarchist and being a socialist. I can't think of any other words to say.
Well, and at the same time, though, not only is he that childish, he's also so egocentric. It's like he's stuck being 19 years old. Because if you remember being 19, you were absolutely convinced you could do everything. You couldn't work up the concentration to get it done.
Right.
And then you're so busy doing this, doing that, doing another thing. You know, I got to go over here and I got to go bowling. I got to go play pool. I got to go have a beer. You know, I got to play foosball. But then again, you know, don't worry about it because I can pull an A in this course, no problem. All I got to do is sit up this all weekend and study for it. And you get into the material and suddenly realize that you haven't read 300 pages of a highly technical book and you haven't been to but half the lectures. And suddenly you don't realize that you have no idea what's going to be on that exam. No clue.
No, exactly right. Well,
exactly.
I guess one of the things that I'd have to say, Chuck, and probably in closing, because I think we're running close to being out of time, is that since tonight his understudy, Joe Biden, is going to be debating Representative Paul Ryan in Danville, Kentucky, I would believe that the one thing that Joe Biden might want to remember to do is to not emulate his boss.
Well, that hasn't been a problem for Joe so far. Joe's kind of on his own agenda, and they've pretty much been okay letting him get out there and just say almost anything he will because the news media won't report it anyway. Now, in this case, they won't have a choice.
Exactly.
And if you're paying any attention, you'll notice that the Romney-Ryan camp is playing down Ryan's performance in this thing. Just as if you'll recall, Obama downplayed his own performance. In the, you know, he said, you might not want to expect too much. I'm not a great debater, and Romney is, and blah, 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 if you remember that a few days before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll be honest, I don't think Obama believed that for a minute.
No.
I don't believe that he said that thinking anything other than he was going to come out the clear victor. In this case, I don't know. They're saying that Biden has been in debates in the past. Well, I have to look at it and say, with who? Now, considering Joe's past, with whose notes was he debating?
Well, it had to be anybody but his own because, well, that's Joe's.
Yeah, that's what he does. He basically plagiarizes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Joe's good at. Well, in any case, we are now out of time. So I would say join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.